forever. Dog.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
It's Trex and the City, and it's an episode more than the one before.
We're doing our Christmas episode.
Oh.
4 weeks late. I don't know why I said that. Do you have a request?
Welcome to Trex and the City.
Do you want like a rap song?
My name is Veronica Soto. And that was Alice Wetterland.
I'm doing an accompanying melody. No, you can't accompany me. Well, you can do whatever you want.
Water bottle.
Hi, I'm guys. Like, I was going to play a song, like, but I didn't want to be like completely.
Song math.
I didn't want to upstage your singing like I always do.
Half the time that I'm trying to like get us to like share two lines and two lines or something like that. But then you either...
I pendulum swing the other way.
Yeah, you either do it on top of me.
Yeah.
Or take
that's
over.
That's what she said.
Or, fully don't get on the same page.
Yeah. I try. We'll figure
it out. I tried too. I was trying to do
season
like math.
Season 7, guys.
Math to see like what you were proposing.
Yeah.
I could see you proposing something.
We need to do improv together again. Coming to the stage. Assaulted these nuts. Okay. Welcome to Trex in the City. I'm Alice Wetterland.
And I'm Veronica Soria.
In the studio today, we have a returning guest. We are so happy and lucky to have him here because he happened to have a
happy
office Christmas
pumped.
Party 5 minutes away
really?
From here.
Yeah.
So he's stopping by.
Nice.
On when his way it? To party.
When is it?
It's at 8.
It's at 8, but that doesn't matter.
You're going to be fashionably late.
Yeah,
he's time doesn't
fashionably
exist
late.
In,
please
in
give it up for Danny
you know what,
Solomon.
Right.
Yeah. Returning champ.
A returning champ of pots.
Weird how they do.
It's like a murder of crows. It's a champ of pots.
I'm so glad that you're fucking coming back here for a really good data episode.
Always.
Isn't
always
it great?
Ready for a data.
Wasn't it great?
Yeah, it's a great episode. A lot of stuff that I forgot was in this episode, too.
Ooh,
like the
cool
the endless sequence of numbers part.
Yes!
That Data had to memorize.
Yes, that's so good.
He just mouths it, too.
I propose that since you're here, we should just watch the episode. Right? Because usually we just play like a few scenes or whatever, but I think we should watch along with the episode because we have enough time, I think. So let's do it.
We can do that. Let's just roast this
Captain's
episode.
Log, Stardate 4.
Oh, I hate that start date. It's such a
immediately.
Shit. 4-4-0-8-5.
Season 4, episode 3.
Brothers.
Brothers. So we're saying, after an accident aboard the Enterprise.
Disappears immediately.
After an accident aboard the Enterprise leaves one of its children in danger, Data commandeers the ship and charts a course to an unknown destination. They might as well not describe anything. Like, that's bullshit.
Yeah,
what is this
most
accident?
Of the episode is not that.
Yeah. Like,
they were the first five minutes.
So after they start with some other bullshit premise, Data gets possessed and drives the ship straight back into surprise. He's alive.
Yeah.
Dr. Soon.
Let's
and
watch.
Eventually Lore.
Oh. Mm. All the best. All the best Brent Spiner
three
Brett
roles.
Of Brent Spiner.
He loves to act.
All right.
Let's go.
Captain's logo.
We're ready for this.
440-85.7. Due to a medical emergency, we have been forced to cut short
of
two-day liberty on Hogus 2.
Hogus.
Set course for Starbase 416. It seems a young man's practical joke has come dangerously close to a lethal conclusion.
Why are practical jokes called practical jokes?
Because they're very practical. They're just things that
you have to execute.
You can do them anytime. They're
yeah.
just so practical.
It's not like a unreasonable joke.
Yeah.
That's me.
You don't have to have a bunch of money to perform a practical joke.
Garrett knows you're podcasting.
Yeah. I'm podcasting. Oops.
Oh, you still are?
Yeah.
Okay, call me back.
I'll be done around 8 30.
Okay.
Bye.
Keep okay. that in.
I have
no one's editing anything around.
Oh, okay, great.
Around these parts.
I love my boyfriend. He's the best.
Brett's like, oh, Brett's hating on me right now.
I have no problem.
It's a recurring joke.
It's the best relationship I've ever been in. He's really great. Danny's met him. You've met him. He's great. Here's my gripe.
Uh-oh.
He calls always instead of texting things you could text.
I agree with him.
You should.
And
just...
I think everyone should be calling each other.
Yeah, but you do this thing with your relatives or people in Spanish where you can send a voice memo. You don't. You do this thing where you're like, blah, 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 and then you send.
Well,
because
I have an app
to
for
it.
That.
Yeah, but it also...
Because we're professional voice people.
Yes, you're professional voice people, so it's good.
Yeah, what's
Garrett
that?
Doesn't do that.
I
he just calls,
voice.
Interrupts my thing. And then...
Not to be devil's advocate, but actually...
fail.
His voice is sweet.
He's smooth. Got a wonderful, smooth voice. Every time, though, he calls, it's like this. Hey, what's up? This is what I'm doing. What's going on? Nothing. Takes 15 minutes to get to... yeah, so later. It's like, why? Why not just...
I think
that's
a philosophical difference.
We've had many talks about it. It's not a real fight. I'm not ever going to stop answering the phone because...
You could. You could just boycott. I mean, why
sometimes
not just
I don't answer
text?
When I really can't, but like we're leaving early in the morning tomorrow, so I was worried it was about something. But this is what he tricks me with.
Yeah, well, if you're calling me, I will assume you're dead.
Exactly.
Or you're dying or something. Someone's dead.
All right.
If you are calling me, it means you're dead.
Yeah. Don't call me unless you're dead.
You're fully dead already, or like dead. So I had to get that out. Thank you very much. Moving on.
Stupid, he's your lore.
Stupid kid.
Because I'm like asking about practical jokes because it's weird that that phrase like remained in use. But hey.
Maybe Picard will explain it. I mean, you can call him anything.
Ooh, cool effect of the... They're in the back.
We start at the beginning.
We were at the arcade, sir.
What is an arcade like in the 24th century?
You see, Wooly's always making fun of me. I figured I'd get him back.
The red pillion eye.
Slow down.
This is amazing.
We programmed the game for an ordinary laser duel. You know, 21 points, 4 points for us.
I'm familiar with the game.
So that means Riker goes to the arcade a lot.
We went up to the forest behind the East Arcade. I told Wooly that his laser pistol looked kind of funny. Almost like a real one. When I went behind the trees, I put the balloon into my vest, and then...
And then you made your 9-year-old brother believe that he'd killed you.
Oh, my God.
And then he
it's
ran
a big
away.
Prank.
I know, but I mean, that's... Yes, there is one thing about...
while he was hiding, he ate the fruit of a cove palm.
The society
joke,
and the Federation is that everyone's just so
are you
fucking
aware
nice
of
to each other all the time.
The
yeah.
Even the lamest shit is, like, so cool to these people.
Basically Canadian.
They're so, like, overly decent, you mean?
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, every kid who's, like, misbehaved, it's like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's bullshit. Whatever they do is just, it's... Nobody's doing drugs. There are no drugs. There's no stealing. I mean, the worst thing that ever happened was Wesley Crusher killing a kid and then lying about it.
Whoa, that's coming up on a further episode.
Right, yeah, of course. I don't want to confuse your viewers. It's not something you've seen before.
They just drive off the road.
This young man to quarantine anti-roof. Perhaps he could assist us in lifting his brother's spirits. Aye, sir.
This kid looks old, like way older than he should. You know, he has that old man kid thing going on where he just looks so worried.
He could die.
He looks a little Jewish, too.
He does. He looks like
we're
he's a good actor.
We're only 2 days away from Starbase 416.
I was
and their laboratory
just,
can isolate.
I told him it was real. And
wait, did you convert for the jokes?
Yeah. Oh, Data just snaps this kid's neck.
Their laboratory can isolate.
Look, he got weird.
Yeah.
Data got
sir,
all
sir,
like,
I made a mistake.
This is me.
And I can tell you're angry.
Okay.
But if you're not going to talk to me.
That makes me mad that he goes, I can tell that you're angry. He should know if he's hanging out with Data at all that Data doesn't get angry.
Yeah,
he should
that's
never
true.
Go, I know you're angry. No, you know he's not angry.
I was thinking about this. Is Data in the world of Star Trek The Next Generation, is Data a celebrity? Because
yes, he
people
is.
Talk about him like he's well known.
Yeah.
Like admirals and stuff.
Yeah.
Like kids know about Data. It would be so badass to be on the fucking on the elevator with
I know.
Data.
I think they're
and
all
the kid doesn't
famous.
Even care.
No. That's
I think
the
everyone
thing.
Here is famous. This is
oh,
a
yeah,
flagship,
yeah.
right?
It's true.
Yeah.
Picard is famous. Everybody knows Picard. People probably
everyone
just talk
Riker,
about
Riker
how beautiful
keeps,
Troy right. is.
And Riker's huge on Instagram too. He's like the funniest.
Yeah, he's just a good curator.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's an aggregator. He's like a fat Jewish, but he knows what's funny.
He does not do memes.
He does.
Well, there's that really... Joe Sondo's really amazing Twitter account, Riker emailing, is pretty great.
Oh, yeah?
As far as accounts for Star Trek go. I'll get some choice ones pulled up. All right, so...
So here's the thing. This is the first time we ever see Data do Captain Picard's voice. So Data's going down the elevator, and suddenly he starts, like, twitching. And the boy's like, I think I'm wrong. And then it's not real. And then Data starts acting fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then they notice, like, what's happening? Who's giving these commands? Like, where are we headed? What's going on? Why don't I have control of my ship? And then he does, like, the Captain Picard voice, which is so scary. Data, possessed Data is so terrifying.
I know, but...
One life support failure in 20 seconds.
Reassemble in engineering.
It's interesting here that they don't notice...
Evacuate bridge. Deck one life support failure in 10 seconds.
So far.
I mean, he has a good plan.
It's such a good plan.
Deck one life support has been terminated.
So just smooth wood.
Our velocity is holding steady at warp 9.3. Do you wish to override, Commander?
No, not yet. Computer, isolate cause of life support failure.
Atmosphere conditioning pumps on deck one are operating in negative mode.
How could that be? There are 7 independent safety interlocks to prevent that.
Pumps.
Captain, I believe we found the problem, but it really doesn't make sense.
Bring the Enterprise to a full stop, Commander.
Aye, sir. Full stop, means.
Slumming it in engineering.
Mm-hmm.
You rarely see Picard. Sir. In engineering.
Truly.
That's true.
I'm going to have to do this at a manual input level, sir.
Much less all the boys. Look.
Everybody's here.
We're still at the altered heading, Captain.
We should get some popcorn.
Only at warp 9.3. Captain.
Some beers?
Force fields have been established on all main bridge turbolift doors and service crawlways.
Do you think that they see each other all the time? Or is it sometimes where, like, he sees Geordi, and he's like, oh, it's been like 3 days since I've seen you.
I know.
Hi, Geordi. How's your life?
Yeah. How have you been, by the way?
Yeah. No, I always assume they see each other every day, but that's right. They have different shifts. And it's 1,000 people on the ship.
We're only seeing like 150 situations that this crew has been in a matter of years. So there's a bunch of off time that we're not logging at all.
Do you think they say like, I haven't seen you in 3 days? Or they say, I haven't seen you in 3 cycles?
It's probably, some made up.
Cycles?
In 3 star days.
Yeah.
I saw you on point 2, and it's point 5 now. I didn't even realize.
You didn't go to the star brunch, did you? Star brunch.
It's been point 9.
Since we last saw each other. Should I text her back? It's been point 9. No, the rule is point 11.
Point 11 always for...
The first.
If after you fucked,
if it's the first star date.
But if it's not a fuck... Point 0.9.
Then point 0.9 if you just had like a good date.
But in space, everybody knows anal is what sex is.
That's been established.
Sex across
that was
the board.
We all saw Encounter at Farpoint. We know what the show is based on.
Hello?
You're answering the phone?
Yes.
It sounds like a bit, but it's not. She's just answering the phone.
Oh, hi. How are you?
We have to, you know.
All right. Well, we'll just leave this episode between us.
It could be, I'm going to let her leave the room before I say this.
Sounds like someone is dying.
It could be a Coen brother.
Oh, really?
Right, Brett? Is that possible? It could be Meryl Streep. Anyway,
it could be Data.
It could be Data.
What if
she's so famous? It could be Data. Yeah. Why didn't we make a vulture list when Veronica's so famous?
Didn't you go on? Didn't you go to the convention?
We mentioned it in every episode so far. We didn't make the vulture list of episodes, even though 4 other Forever Dog podcasts did.
Well, you know, vultures get their head up their ass.
Oh,
about
they really
everything.
Do.
Vulture.
They really
come
do.
On.
And that it was really nice because Forever Dog put out this nice statement saying, like, you know, they honored some of our great podcasts, but others we really feel like people should listen to.
Be strong.
Just
guys.
Kidding. They said, congrats.
Well, it's a winner's town. There's no
and we have not stopped giving a shit about it.
Okay. Is it you? Are you submitting?
Yeah, he's submitting
other
he's
podcasts
like, yeah.
ahead of this one.
He put all this money in a 4-year consideration billboard just for certain ones.
Vulture doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
All right. Navigation's not responding.
Bridge.
They're still trying to figure
Commander
it out.
Data, do you hear me?
Ooh,
it's ominous.
I repeat, Mr.
This is the first time Data really feels scary. Like, you realize he could just kill you in tons
Computer,
of different ways.
Recognize Data.
Lieutenant Commander, Alpha 1 clearance.
Priority clearance recognition, Alpha 1.
Maintain minimum auxiliary power and disengage subspace communication.
Acknowledged.
Can I do a little side thing real quick?
Yeah.
Just the thought that I have. He is on the bridge,
sir. Does Data, in an attempt to be more human, does he sometimes go to the toilet and just sit there for a couple minutes? Just to feel like a little bit.
No, there's no.
Because he sleeps.
The guy that we know as Data, yeah, who sleeps,
yeah.
Paints,
yeah.
For sure.
Owns a cat.
Absolutely. And he's got newspapers in there.
That's a huge part of human life. He can't not at all be interested in it.
Yeah, there should be a. That should be your slash fiction.
Just every character on the toilet would be
and
a pretty good episode.
I imagine that at a certain point he goes, is he doing Picard voice now? Maybe. At a certain point, he goes in the bathroom so much that, like, for a week, people are kind of like, Data's in the bathroom. We don't know whether to, like, respect it. You know, give him his privacy, obviously, because are his pants down?
Yeah,
and then
definitely.
At a certain point, they're like, Data, we don't use the bathroom this much.
Yeah, he's
and
just
then he
like,
Data's points out some other person who did.
Yeah, it's like, Worf shits every hour.
And Commander, Worf waits till he's on duty to.
Yeah, well, Worf is always looking for an excuse to leave. He's always asking for time off.
At approximately 0300 hours every day after our star lunch.
What if like when people need to use the bathroom, Picard has to give them the key? And it's like on like a wooden plank or something, like one of those ones.
That's stupid. Is that a frisbee?
None of this is like, people just don't usually like talking
people
about this
don't.
Stuff. This is a haven for finally. This feels like
this
I can just cut loose.
Is what Treks in the City is all about.
It's just speculating on what their lives must be like.
Sequence canceled.
Isolate all remaining command functions and accept related orders and inquiries from main bridge only.
It is so scary. So imagine Data's face.
Separation sequence has been aborted, Captain.
Computer, recognize Jean-Luc Picard, Alpha 2 priority, and reestablish separation procedure immediately.
Orders regarding command functions are no longer accepted from your present location.
Oh, man.
And just what location are they accepted from?
Interface
How
terminals
Picard
on
not
main
see
bridge
this
only.
Coming? The Data could just
You're
do
the only
impression.
One who has clearance to localize command functions.
It seems Commander Data has acquired it as well.
Well, this is the
hard lesson,
I guess.
The isolinear subprocessor extends 3.5 meters.
Yeah, you're definitely adjusting things
a little
bit.
I've got a clear path to
J-14
Baker. What's that going to do for us?
Data-proofed.
J-14 Baker backs onto Science Station 2, Commander.
Have they re-inverted the environmental control sequencer?
Yes, sir. Life support has been re-established.
Then you and Casey get up here. Let's get to it.
Casey's dead. Yeah, we've never heard of him before. He's dead. This is a good shot.
Computer.
Data in the captain's
Configure
chair.
A perimeter field
Chiaroscuro,
charge.
Chiaroscuro.
Section 9K through 12T. What the hell was that? He's activated a force field, sir.
All right, fuck this. I'm going
That's
to Risa.
Seriously,
Riker just beams off.
We embedded this like, side transporter
We just
function.
Did a thing with an entity, and now we have to deal with Data.
I'll get right to it, sir.
Whatever's going on with Data. Always
Dr.
something.
Crusher.
Yes, Captain.
Your quarantine intact.
So far, sick bay force fields don't seem to have been affected.
Okay.
The boy?
He's all right.
For now.
But he's not going to stay all right. Sir, we have to get this ship to a star base medical facility.
It seems, Doctor, that Mr. Data has other plans for the Enterprise right now.
So, Data is for sure the biggest liability on the ship.
Yeah.
If Data can do this, and like nobody's ever discussed it or thought about it before, even though we did watch an episode not too long ago where Data was actually kidnapped by that collector guy.
Yeah.
And ends up almost shooting him and never tells anybody about it, which is super like, oh, okay, so you almost killed a human being and lied about it.
Yeah.
And so we as the audience maybe should have seen this coming, but they did not. They're like, no, Data can never hurt anybody.
Data's just smarter than everyone and stronger than everyone and can do like
anything.
Pretty much anything.
Yeah, so
crazy stuff that could help him take over the ship in a ton of different ways.
I'd love to imagine that Data's just like, after this happens, everybody's just trying to stay on his good side. Yeah, yeah. He's just like sidling up to him.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, Data, how are you?
You playing poker tonight, man?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the best at that.
Yeah, I hear you got a mean poker face. All right, well, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
And that's what makes him start going to the bathroom a lot.
Yeah, and then he's like, this bathroom. Why does everybody like it so much?
So we just skip the part with the kid because, God, it's so annoying. I hate that they wrote Beverly in this matriarchal bullshit character. Again, she's just sitting next to a kid.
Beverly loves kids.
Transport me directly to
she
the
had her stupid kid on the ship.
Site to site,
I know you guys like Wesley around
here. This is amazing.
Deactivated. Can you override?
Negative.
Ugh, I love
it. Show me the shortest route to transporter room one. Computer.
Prepare
to activate cascade force field sequence
do that
in
number.
The following progression.
Oh, no, wait,
so
I think
genius.
He might have done it. Did he do the number code already? That was...
No matter what we try, the computer
he, I don't think he did it yet.
From the bridge, sir.
He has blocked
the
every subspace channel, sir. We cannot
cascading.
Even call for help. You try tracing back navigation.
The cascade numbers. Sequence.
It was amazing.
Star yeah. system we're in, sir.
This is all just like a bunch of prelude
looking out a window.
To something far
but
different.
But I love this part.
Ahead, it's this is the only Star Trek-y part. Because then the rest of it
or
becomes
not.
Like
yeah.
he discovered
you know,
the
watching
site
somebody
site
do
longer.
A one-man show.
I wouldn't be surprised if he tried to make it to a transporter room now.
Mr. Worf, I want security teams along all the main passageways and in every transporter room. See if the computer will be good enough to give us the precise stun setting to disable Mr. Data.
Yes, sir.
Disable Mr. Data.
Computer, estimate the time from this location to Starbase 416 at warp 9.
I will say that for as much of a liability as Data might be, he's also had some awesome saves.
Always.
I mean, they'd be dead at least 10 times.
Yeah.
Computer.
This is it.
Establish a security code for access to all functions previously transferred to bridge.
Enter code.
1-7-3-4-6-7-3-2-1-4-7-6-Charlie-3-2-7-8-9-7-7-7-6-4-3-Tango-7-3-2-Victor-7-3-1-1-7-8-8-7-3-2-4-7-6-7-8-9-7-6-4-3-7-6 Lock.
Security code intact
how did they,
for all
did they,
specified
did,
inquiries and orders.
Did Brent Spiner do just a bunch of
Computer.
Numbers and then they
Initiate
had Picard
cascade.
Dub over it?
I feel like he read them.
So they, he had the number sequence
Picard
there and then... Yeah, Picard read, but I feel like...
Now.
Oh.
Like, that's the way to... That's how I would do it. If I was
Security team
doing this episode,
location.
I would just... Data, you go say a bunch of shit and then we'll just ADR
oh, yeah.
with Picard afterwards.
Yeah.
It's too long
oh,
of a number.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm not an actor, you know?
Yeah, because
I don't
it's so
try.
Much easier to edit together the audio.
Yeah, well, it's,
right,
it seems
sense.
Like that's... Because being able to memorize something like that, you know?
Yeah, so what we're talking about, fans, is that the Data was saying that long number, but that was Picard's voice, but it was Data saying it, so how would they get the sync together? not that you guys are stupid and couldn't figure that out or haven't seen this episode. Not that our fans... just don't watch the show. Where did Veronica go?
She had a call, but it was a happy call. It wasn't like an emergency
happy?
Call.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but
it's
she,
just
I mean,
someone she hasn't spoken to in a while. She just
I guess,
leaves.
I mean, I don't know. You guys run this place like a madhouse. You
yeah, we
come
do.
In and
kind
out.
Of madcap. Who knows? So, fuck, I forgot what I was going to say. Having so much fun, I lost my train of thought. Data... Oh, yeah, so he gets into the transporter room, and then he, like, uses his little paws to... take out all the little chips and move them around so he can just transport from wherever he wants. I just love this part because it's so amazing that Data is so good at pre-planning. And then also, I love thinking about how Dr. Noonien Soong, who is who we meet on the planet surface eventually, was like, let me insert this program in my Android where no matter what's going on,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't take it into consideration at all.
Yeah.
He just stops everything and... Not only, like, just walks... It's not like he walks into a wall and just keeps backing up. He, like, completely takes over the ship.
Yeah. And in any situation he could have been in, he could cut and run and just do, you know, whatever it takes to get out of it.
It
and then
seems,
just to meet up with his dad.
It seems a little much, right? Like, I guess it's like...
I think it just...
This is a high-stakes scenario, maybe, so...
It reminds you that, you know, despite all of his friendships and service and, you know, sense of duty and whatever... he's still a daddy's boy. Like, Picard might be his father figure because, you know, Soong kind of does his own shit. But if Soong needs him, fuck Picard. He has his priorities.
He's a daddy's boy.
Yeah.
Right on time.
All right, so here we see also Brent Spiner playing the decrepit.
Hideous.
Everything's okay?
Open. One of these.
Oh, good. All okay?
And one of these.
Okay, talk about it.
I like that it's just like fucking around with his teeth. Too. Just like, just move your teeth.
Do this to your tooth. There's so many switches that we find out on Data's body during this episode.
He's got a back switch. Yeah.
But you know, if you like,
he's back, guys. Running is back. Yay.
But you know, if you have ever dated a man, you know that if you open his mouth and kind of like push around his teeth,
yeah,
you can get things to happen.
You can, he'll do whatever you want.
I had no idea.
He'll have
Alice.
You can get him to scream, definitely.
Call Garrett.
Don't worry, he'll call me. I'm sure.
Push him on the tooth.
Enterprise, do you read me?
Make him come.
Oh, that famous hip hop song.
This is so exciting.
Push him on the tooth.
Yeah.
He wears like contacts in two.
I always love that face.
Aw.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can I pause?
Yeah.
Of course.
Thank you. This is your show. Thank you. But if you had to play yourself as an older man, what would your voice be?
Yeah, I thought about that too while I was watching this.
Yeah, so what would your voice be?
Well, me as an older man?
Well, no, you.
Well,
you're a creator.
Yeah, I would think I'd probably do something like this.
Something this, probably the same as what he's doing.
All right. And you?
Just like a, I'm old.
Yeah.
You're a ghost already?
Yeah. I'm dead.
You're fully.
I'm old as a ghost. I may be old, but I'm not dead.
I guess, why do I have an accent?
But don't people, like, just get shaky?
I'm old, but I'm not dead.
That's the accent, is that your shakies cause
your shakies?
Yeah, when you start getting real shaky,
so
then that causes
this.
An accent. That's the old person accent.
So you just kind
accent.
Of maraca There's yourself into yeah. having right? an old voice.
So,
oh, yeah, that works.
Wait, I'll shake you a little.
Okay.
Not like, you know.
We gotta shake her hard.
Shake her. All right.
Hi. Welcome. I'm so happy you guys could come to lunch.
It works.
That's perfect.
You sounded like an 80-year-old version of yourself.
Okay.
We did it.
You just have to shake somebody and they're old.
And
did you just
right off camera.
Did you just shake me old? Give me a mirror.
You're that that red woman.
Have we talked about how Dr. Seung also looks
gross
like Billy Crystal and Princess Bride?
It's like they use the same age makeup over and over. They just place plastered it on a different guy.
Definitely the same hair.
Why do they have to make his veins so thick?
I'm sure your starship will be back for you soon. Please, sit down.
Please,
I must find a way to contact the
Enterprise. I don't think my voice would do this. I think my voice would do like a little bit this thing.
Yeah, but you're
with a little.
You're wearing a bunch of makeup.
Tell me, do I look somewhat
like Brent?
Familiar to you?
Like Brent Spiner.
He's saying that to the audience and Data.
Dr. Noonien Sung, the cyberneticist who...
Data has computer memory.
Yeah.
He has a scanner photo of Dr. Soong.
Mm-hmm.
He has to know it's him.
But this is old Soong. Maybe he's just like when I was...
That's a
when
good
we were
point.
Hanging out, I don't understand. I didn't... I mean, he's got the same eyes
yeah,
and the same
when's
nose
the most recent
stuff,
photograph
can
taken
there be a
of Dr.
Scanner?
Noonien Soong?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he probably... I mean, if we can sort of do the voice... Or the facial recognition software, then that's probably what Data's walking around with all the time.
Yeah, that's
it's not
true.
Like this guy's the distance between his cheekbone and his eyebrow has
like
changed.
Retina.
Yeah, yeah.
It's retina recognition or maybe voice like patterns.
This is a huge plot hole.
Sorry,
you're right.
I just like to think about these things.
It's, you poked right in.
Who constructed?
I like poking right in.
But Dr. Seung was
why
killed
are there dinosaurs there
by the crystalline entity.
They just blame the crystalline entity on everything.
Yeah, they just... How does the ladder activate?
There we are.
He just pushed it.
This is your lucky day, Data. You found your long-lost father, and he's alive.
Also, he's so dark and stained, like...
Yeah, he's tea-stained.
The colony was destroyed. There were no survivors.
I never felt too comfortable living anywhere without a... prearranged route of escape.
So he's like Jason Bourne.
Oh yeah, he's
the real
admit,
he's
super
deal.
Smart. He can he pre-plans everything. That's what we were talking about
but,
was that he had to put some kind of a failsafe into Data that can make him show up from wherever he's at. He's got everything hooked up.
Really
the only thing he doesn't
only
know.
Mothers could do that to their cats. oh. to get them to yeah. go beep,
the
and they have to
that would
come
be so fun.
You have access to it.
When he transferred force field control to the bridge, he must have only specified the fields he was planning to initiate. The quarantine field was already operating.
Under normal circumstances, we could divert that field energy and use it to cancel the force field protecting the bridge. But we have to retain the medical quarantine.
Determine the absolute minimum field energy Dr. Crusher needs. And use the rest to get me onto my bridge.
He's pissed.
So, mute it for a moment, if you will.
He's like, there's one priority and then the other one.
Mm-hmm.
The kid alive, mm-hmm. bare minimum. And then all of the rest of the power.
So it also, checking back in with the Enterprise, it really points out in stark relief how much cooler Data's whole life and story is right now, because Data now escaped the ship. He's gone. And he's on the planet's surface meeting his creator, who is, it's like blowing everybody's mind. And then you check back with the ship, and they still haven't figured out how to get on the bridge yet.
Yeah, well,
they're
and
just like completely fucked.
They're just like doing the little like stethoscope looking like right. the thing that goes, you know, they just do that to everybody. And it seems to be able to cure a wide range of things.
Yes.
But then also there are some things that for some reason the machine
doesn't cure.
So hey, this guy's doing it. He's
urgent.
Not doing anything.
Did you bring the shush machine?
Bring the shush machine.
Here it is. The shush.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
Try it on high.
May I? Shush away.
Put the shush on sun. All right, put her in a box. We all are probably going to need to be in boxes.
So Data is having a blast. Data is so dangerous. He's so dangerous without the correct moral setting.
This is what we were saying while you were gone, is that like Dr. Soong put this like chip in him where he would just go home no matter what he was involved in.
What is
which
it called?
Is
a homing device. A homing?
Yeah.
Yeah, a homing beacon. But like
it's an app. It's a find my keys type app.
Super
free.
Inconsiderate of Dr. Soong to not give him the ability to, like, all of a sudden his regular personality turns off and he becomes this diabolical. You know, it's like my homing beacon, hopefully, in my cat that I put won't also make it like, you know, just like completely disregard. Well, maybe then it would be safe because like I worry about my cat's safety. So maybe it would be good if my cat was all powerful and it could just like destroy whoever was in front of it.
I love that you're fully in this example.
Yeah, I might
of the
be
cat.
Convincing yeah. myself that it's the right thing. Because also, fuck this kid a little bit. Fuck this kid and his brother.
Yeah.
Why are they on the ship in the arcade anyway?
Without their parents. It makes no sense.
P.S. The reason this kid is dying is because he committed suicide by trying to eat this thing.
Right.
Because he was so upset that he shot his brother. Fine, his brother sucks, but also go tell somebody. Like, be a regular kid. Don't, like...
Yeah, where's your mom?
Accuse him.
What 5-year-old just goes and immediately commits suicide?
Yeah, no parents. Are the parents are no, the
Riker
parents
says
on duty?
Like, I accepted you to stay on the Enterprise while your parents are away
right.
under one condition. And then he proceeds to give them shit. And I'm like, this ship has been invaded by the Borg. Like,
yeah.
Why are there children in here?
This is one of the most dangerous places on Earth, or in the universe,
galaxy,
in the
yeah.
galaxy to be,
yeah.
is on the Enterprise. So much stuff happens to them.
Hey, guys, so we're leaving. We need some time alone.
We're going to Risa.
Their dad and I.
After the Borg.
Separate months,
need
though.
Fucking
we're not,
time.
We're sleeping with other people.
And so...
Didn't need to know that. That's not an
stay
in the,
here.
But
does not need
Riker
to be
likes hearing about that.
But, Mom, where are you going? To a safer place than this one, and you're not coming.
Yeah, just
okay,
watch out for the Cardassians and the Romulans and the, I don't know, any other
Mom,
set
rogue,
of anomaly
Klingons.
That might happen.
Who's going to watch us while you're gone?
First officer, right?
But only
yeah,
sometimes, right?
Sure. Yeah, well, of course, Riker's got
he's just
going to
ream us out for stuff when we get in trouble, but he's not going
to
actively watch us.
Just
okay,
go
great.
Go to the mall.
Are these people just close friends of Riker's?
Kinda,
and it's a couple that Riker's friends with. He maybe introduced them, and now every time he hangs out, he's got like a third wheel situation going on. But
yeah.
they invite him out,
and he sort
and
of
he
feels
sits with them.
He's like,
he,
all
since
right,
he introduced them, yeah. the kids are like sort of his. You know, he feels responsible
like the
for their existence. You know,
but he doesn't like hanging out with these two.
No,
you know, he's
no.
it
he thought
reminds
it'd be
him.
Way he thought it would make him seem like fuckable, but
how many
yeah.
months
he's
does Riker
single.
Have to take care of these abandoned children. Those parents are not coming back.
You can't leave your kids
with Riker. Those parents are not coming back.
You leave your kids with Riker.
They left.
Prepare for him to go off and fuck someone and your kids to be like alone on a holodeck or something.
Yeah, no, Riker has taken care of these children a total of 0 minutes.
Maybe they just sat him down. Maybe they sat down Riker and was like, we want you to babysit because we love you. You're a friend. You've been a friend forever since the Pegasus or whatever that other ship you were on. But we need you to just for 1 week keep your dick in your pants while you have the kids. It's just don't set a bad example for the kids. You fuck like, anyone you want when we get back.
Yeah, sure.
I got this.
Leave the kids at the preschool.
I love having you on because
that
like
shitty daycare that they have.
Not only are you a fan of the show, but you have these like uber specific identities for each of the characters, and like your vision of Riker is so different than everybody else's. People really have a hard time figuring out Riker.
What?
Like people don't think of Riker.
He fucks.
Yeah, but Riker like fucks. Nobody thinks of him as this like kind of
he can't
like,
keep it in his pants.
His morality is never really in question. But
no,
like,
he's a great guy. he's got single guy priorities, yeah. And he's always on the prowl. If a sexual situation arrives, yes. Even slightly, that he could turn to his advantage and end up having sex with somebody.
You are
he's
correct
gonna
about
he's
this.
He'll leave the kids wherever.
I fully agree with you because I know my best friend just had 2 kids, and she wants me to get in her parent morality, and I have my single woman priorities.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
it's never happening.
You're single. You should not be expected to deal with somebody else's kids. Mm. You're somebody else's.
Unless
life.
You want to, right?
Like, if you think it's fun,
she's trying to teach me how to change diapers, and I've been like, I'll watch you. Yeah,
I feel like if you're in a relationship, like I'm in a relationship, so now I'm like, I've given up on that part of my life entirely.
I'm in several relationships.
Because I'm so incredibly happy.
Still single.
There's more people involved in my relationships than there are in your shitty relationship.
Yeah, okay, sounds good.
There's just two
I'm
of
single,
you and
no,
your dumb kids.
I'm like engaged to
because
be married.
Because I'm, you know, sort of domestic in a way, like I do want to take care of other people's kids.
You do?
Yeah, but I think that that's okay because it's like, if I didn't, it would not be my responsibility. But since I do, it's okay.
Well, you want to.
You
Why
should
am
be
I
able
defending
to
this? Nobody's arguing with me about this.
You have the right to choose whether you want to be
right.
around kids.
A woman's right
no
to
one
choose
should force you.
Whether or not she gets to be around other people's kids.
This is 2018. We should be able to decide why we hang
it's
out with kids.
It's my body. I want to know if it has to get sticky.
And no one with children should bring them to the restaurants where other people are trying to have
Thank
dates
you.
Where they fuck.
Absolutely.
We're all on Team Riker, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, okay, good. Team
too
Riker.
Much responsibility for the...
Shush machine.
I don't know why.
Maybe that's like a quieting.
He gets shushed, and the boy makes a pain face when no one else in all of the rest of 4 seasons has ever felt pain by getting anything.
Well, some people are more hard asses.
You heard the old story about the man who goes to his doctor?
He says, "Doctor, it hurts when I raise my arm like this." The doctor says, "Son, don't raise your arm like that."
That's again.
Mike's boyfriend's mom is like this.
It's like another example of how really deep down not fun this society is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the jokes are so
it's true.
First off, they're old.
Yeah.
And they're even older 5 centuries from now or whatever, 3 centuries yeah. from now. They're just too boring.
Yeah.
And they're never fun. And even when they're cutting loose, it's not that fun.
Yeah.
Like the times we see Risa, it's like a beach. And,
I know.
And Picard's just like reading a book. And I know that's because Picard is the... But that kind of guy.
The women offer the tukulong kuntung. That I like bantun. Blapiptum.
What's it called? The statue?
The Tulenkamong.
Oh, yeah.
The
we saw that episode already. The thing that what women offer, I thought you were offering.
He has an object that Riker. Picard
oh, yeah,
has a,
right.
That's an statue. Object that's that, phallic like, that Riker gave him.
Right, yeah.
And if you're putting it there, women think you need sexual services.
It's like a Brazilian steakhouse,
yeah.
Where you have to where you have your card out, and the waiters can decide if they come by with the meat.
So,
feels
yeah.
very guilty about what happened.
She's trying to convince this little boy that his brother, is guilty, and yeah. she should forgive
Why
him.
Why is everyone so worried about him?
This B storyline makes me angry because of the
die.
Ending,
yeah.
where she's like, "Brothers,
Nobody
forgive,"
die,
and Data's like.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Well,
hope I don't see Lore for a few more seasons.
Yeah.
Also, like, once I stopped talking to my mom for like
also,
6 months.
Also, it looks like he's standing up fine.
He doesn't even look sick. How poisoned is he?
It's a slow progress. Once I stopped talking to my mom for 6 months,
Captain,
and everyone was like,
"We are in."
But it's your mom.
We're on our way,
yeah,
Lieutenant.
I hate that shit.
And I was like,
"Computer,
but I want to talk to
tactical
her.
Station."
I hate that
what
shit.
What do your brothers forgive?
Eventually,
they can forgive
if they want to.
If,
the,
some
if it
don't?
Makes sense. What if one of them is a murderous asshole named
like
Lore?
The first yeah. set of siblings ever in the Bible kill each other?
Yeah. And it sounds
totally
like brothers don't forgive. Sorry.
Let's hope.
Most beasts in the wilderness, like. Almost try to murder
well, that's
their
to my
brothers.
Clearance, sir.
Puppets.
Computer, this is Captain
you do
Picard.
Meet a lot of brothers on
this
show. Picard's
Alpha
brother. You meet him.
Please
you meet Worf's brother.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Security code.
We never get to meet Riker's brother, though.
I was
that
afraid
sucks.
Of something like
you
this.
You meet the other
that
Riker.
So cool. What
since
if there's a cool, even cooler well, space pilot
at least that's something.
That Riker feels, like, inadequate around?
Like, it's Han Solo type or, like, what? Who's cool? Like, a Top Gun?
Yeah, I mean, he's just, you know, he's...
Top Gun type?
He's like a...
He's got a fuller
Poe
beard,
Dameron.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would be...
Just
would
a
be
sexy leather jacket wearing...
man in the world.
X-Wing flying badass.
No fix on Data, but I am
sassy.
Thinking of a single life form
talk
on the surface,
that Poe Dameron.
I know.
It appears human.
That's a human that has the answers to a lot of questions.
Something else.
I tweeted something that it? People didn't like as much. Vessel. I was like, every time
in
I see
orbit.
Oscar Isaac, my ovaries are playing soccer.
Oh, that's really funny.
I know. I think it's so hilarious. I'm like, I don't know if it's because I'm Hispanic, but...
I like it.
Thank you.
I'm on board.
My Who? Ovaries are going...
Who is sexier, Worf or Riker? No, I mean, who... Obviously, it's Worf because of the voice, but Riker...
Wow.
Well, I'm a Riker woman.
Or Oscar Isaac / Poe Dameron.
Oscar Isaac, for me.
Riker in his heyday, Riker?
Yeah, for sure.
Very interesting.
Wait,
that's recency
it's
bias.
Oscar Isaac
like.
Or is it Poe Dameron?
Well, I guess you can separate the
Riker
role
versus...
from the man if you want to, or you can put them in both roles.
So, okay.
Whichever
Riker versus Poe
the...
Dameron, it's Poe. Will.
Jonathan
Frakes versus Oscar Isaac. Still Oscar Isaac.
I've never been a Riker woman.
I've never been a Riker woman.
That's
I am a Riker woman, and I choose Riker. Both times.
I think
Poe Dameron seems asexual to me.
Poe Dameron's too corny. He's that whole Star Wars world is just a little cornier than
asexual.
The Star Trek
it's not
world.
It's not sexy.
Well, it's like, what
They're
do we
not,
have to get done
he's
here?
A hot man,
yeah.
And he's a cool character, but he's not emitting sexual rays.
Because it's Disney. He can't even act horny or like he has some, you know, sexual agency. Because he has to be neutered. Meanwhile, Riker... openly talks about how much he fucks, and we see it a ton.
He wears the customary clothes of Haven.
Yeah.
Which is like fully female matriarchal society.
I think there's more...
Made for female gaze.
We should fast forward a little bit to where Lore comes into the picture.
Right.
Good.
Why would Dr. Soon... have
keep
Data
keep
do this
old Tom Handy
children
he's doing the classic
that.
Rotating hand beautiful. And patting your head at the same time like rub your tummy and pat your head
Data. Why Starfleet
that's why is that the test for Data
sir
exactly
he could do that and do some
I gave you the ability
how many hours did
you
think he spent
to do
recording?
Whatever
so this
you
question
wanted.
Is important
yeah
why Starfleet
it was Starfleet officers who rescued me
yeah. So you decided to emulate your emancipators, huh?
Is he growing weed?
How disappointing.
Looks like.
What choice of vocation would have met with your approval, sir?
Well,
I thought you were a gigolo. That's why I designed you.
Become a
with that penis.
Scientist. Perhaps even a cyberneticist.
To follow in
just
your footsteps.
Just because I'm a robot doesn't mean
were.
I'm interested in robots.
I see nothing
prejudicial.
Wrong with that.
May I ask you a question, sir?
Certainly. Anything you like.
As if my mom was like, I thought you would do like Venezuelan studies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
I thought you would learn French.
Why does a painter
I hate
paint?
This the most.
Hmm? Why does a boxer box? You know what Michelangelo used to say? That the sculptures he made were already there.
Data
knows
this.
Before he started, hidden in the marble. All he needed to do was remove the unneeded bits.
That is
wasn't quite that easy.
Really
with
paraphrasing
you,
that, Michelangelo.
But the need to do it, my need to do it, was no different than Michelangelo's knee.
But he explained none of the need.
No, he didn't explain the need at all. And then he goes on this long, protracted thing.
Now let me ask you a question.
About what is procreation and what is it for?
Why are humans
but it starts
so
with this...
fascinated? By old things.
Why are humans fascinated by old things?
Old things.
It's like, hey,
it goes on forever.
You, can you write like a monologue? Like just bring a piece of it and then...
It's so clearly just for like him to wax
churches,
and wane about...
Walls, ancient
and
things,
do capital A acting. And it's so annoying.
Tables.
Every scene in here is like...
Why?
They're reaching in their theater background and making it like
if you brought a
parlor
into Earth,
drama.
He'd probably look around and say...
A newfie?
Tear
like
that old village down. It's hanging in rags. Build me something new, something efficient. But to a human, that old house, that ancient wall.
Ancient.
That's a shrine. Something to be cherished.
You can
again,
see it's him, like
I
the voice. It bothers
why?
Me.
Perhaps for humans... Old things represent a tie to
I
the
mean,
past.
And this scene goes on, and I don't think we need
well,
to watch the whole
so
thing, because it literally goes on for another 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's like my dinner with Andre.
It is. It's ridiculous. And then he finally is like, and then at the end he's like,
literally the one reference. Or before sundown, before sun.
Yeah, it's like with the
rise.
Before series.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just two people just shooting the shit
it's
all night.
Crazy.
It is a reasonable explanation to your query, sir.
Yeah.
He's also the greatest genius, scientifically speaking.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
this
the,
is
like,
my favorite
shit. All of space.
Yeah, everybody's jealous of Sung.
Everybody's jealous.
So basically
of Sung.
He says, see, to me, it's like if he said the Michelangelo thing, and then he was like, what if you, like to me, when I see a pile of circuits and stuff, I think you were in that pile of circuits, and I had to make you be there. Like, okay, great. That's one reason.
That's
easy
That's
enough.
Cute.
The fucking, why do humans like old things? I like to make new things. Okay, that's another
procreation.
One. You don't need to do both, but why? Whatever. And then, but do old things? Also, there's other things that are not old things? Like, why are
Starfleet?
You leading? You don't need to lead a horse to water like this
Starfleet,
long.
Starfleet, Michelangelo,
shut
old
up.
Things, procreation.
I can't have.
What's your point?
Basically, you're a fucking loser and nobody ever wanted to have sex with you, so you, like, just made a robot.
A sex doll, and then it ran away and joined Starfleet.
And then you were like, huh, maybe I can make one that looks like me and she could go find her.
How annoying.
But if I make myself again, but with a larger penis and a better technique, program technique.
That's all he's about is just increasing the orgasm. He's like super into sexual wellness.
He's really into
wellness.
He's really into being a really giving partner.
I would say Tasha Yar and that other lady
would agree.
Satisfied customers.
Tasha Yar forever.
Oh, yeah.
She left knowing.
She basically died from having
after
sex
the rape gang
with Data. No, not really, but
I've got something counterbalanced.
She
was
die,
a little
not because of it.
She was a little distracted after that. Oh,
that's true.
Like months later, she was just not as good as a security officer because he made her come too hard.
She was like,
all
Data's fault.
It weakened her knees.
What do we do? Let's shoot torpedoes, sir.
She's like, let's
no,
like
we can't
run.
Do that.
She's
oh,
like,
yeah,
honestly,
right, right.
She's like pulling her hair back. She's like, ugh.
What were we talking
let's
about?
Run over there and just try to push him down. Like, wait, what?
Chief of security. And she's like, what?
I don't know. Oh my God, that is a beautiful flower.
I don't
look
know.
At Data's arms.
You think he would do it again? So we hear a door.
Does Data
we
have
hear
pecs
some,
or am I like crazy?
He's got such ropey forearms.
Oh, it would be just for the penis.
Okay.
Imagine
the deluxe penis.
No, but like, no. Think about sex.
It lights up.
Sorry, but think about sex. So like,
done.
No need to apologize. I love it.
So if you're below and the guy's on top of you, let's just say a classic.
Right, and his butthole's in my face. Wait, what are you talking about?
Oh, I wish. Okay, whatever.
I wish that was sex, but here we are.
The human race, so sensitive. Anyway.
So you're below, and the guy's kind of like, his face is kind of here, right? Because
sure.
they're going, ha, ha, you're aligned.
I get how it, yeah. No, for sure, that's what it's like. So nobody
there's a weight.
Think I've never done sex.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
it,
yeah,
it's
I get it too.
It's a weight on you. It's a weight, it's a full person on you, kind of moving you like, ha,
moving
ha.
Back and forth.
And you can feel their breath.
Sure.
And they're so
okay,
right
I'm
going
to stop this bit now, yeah.
And then you look up, but it's actually like Data's fucking face.
Love
that's
it.
That's got to be a lot.
Into it.
Data's a stud.
That's gotta be a
Here's
lot.
Why
You're
I like it.
You're never gonna find anybody better than Data.
Here's but why
his,
I like it.
He's like creepy ass face, like so close to you, and his entire mask like on top of you.
I agree that him stone faced, like Data face, like moving, jerking his neck and head around.
But that's
trying
why
to understand.
I like it so much. That's why I like it so much because, like, there's times when you want to have sex with another person, but you also don't want to be fucking seen as much. Like, sometimes when another person is too attentive and too there, I can not, I get distracted by that. Like, it sometimes helps me to just be able to, like, drift off. And if Data's there, like, I don't have to worry about, he's not, like, you know.
But it doesn't turn you on to know that you're turning him on.
Nope.
Because, that's great. That's very.
Like to know that whatever he's getting turned on by has nothing to do with me. I don't know why that is.
I mean, Data definitely.
He's not turned on. He just lifted his penis on command.
And he has a subroutine that he acts
he's
turned on.
But he's doing
his own.
But
you know
own...
deep down he's not really turned on. He's making all the noises.
He's just recording information.
I would know. Like, I would want no noise.
Like, Data has a subroutine. He has to.
And his brain, he's just like, vagina temperature, 98. Vagina temperature, 99.
Yeah, he's
moist,
like got
humidity,
a lot of different stuff going
smell,
on in
pheromones
his head.
Change.
But automatically, the subroutine kicks in. It kicks in where he's sounding like a guy having sex.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah.
No!
Oh,
because,
baby.
No, because he doesn't do that in any...
Did you? Yes. Did you not want me to?
No.
It's motor oil,
no,
so you should really
I'll
watch yourself.
Back in.
He doesn't... No, because he doesn't
penis.
Emulate
diffuse.
Human...
Penis vacuum. Engage.
Every time I try to say this, you guys interrupt me.
Sorry.
He doesn't emulate human... reactions to anything else. So no, he isn't during sex. Because when somebody makes a laugh, makes a joke, he always is like, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. So like, yeah. If he's having sex, he's like, oh. That's
think,
for sure what it is.
But he can do Picard's
voice.
Isn't
he too
voice.
Heavy?
Yeah, but he doesn't know what Picard sounds like having sex.
No, first of all, let's think about it.
All he needs to do is sit outside of somebody's quarters and listen to them having sex once, and then you'll get it.
You need to do all fours. Or you above... You can't let it.
This is a huge plot hole.
He lifts children with his bare one hand, so he's heavy. He's a metal piece of metal.
Yeah, why wouldn't when somebody tells
he
a
doesn't
joke,
breathe,
and I do want to get back
so
to the
you're
sex
like
stuff.
Have this piece of metal fucking you.
Not the
but
other
it's kind of
like,
hollow though
like,
too. He doesn't have bones.
You don't feel
really.
This.
Or does? You don't hear. You don't
you
feel
hear
breath.
It, but you don't
feel
breath.
Breath.
Hear it, but you don't feel breath. I
unless
love
he,
that.
Unless he turns on like an exhaust
fan. You are a fucking
fan.
Weirdo.
Yeah, it's probably just like a cool air.
You're just talking about a really. Active dildo.
Yeah,
really
I am.
Gigantic.
Like a person-shaped, moving, thinking dildo.
Yeah, because sometimes it's about being able to project, you know, your own fantasy onto whatever's happening. And if nothing's happening, all
but
the better.
Whatever
women
you
are
do,
all over the place with sex.
Whatever
stuff.
You do,
so
we
you can
are.
Never pin them down.
Data.
And you can never pin them down.
It's true. I mean,
and it's 2018.
You can never pin them down, and do not pin them down.
The best porn I ever saw was the weirdest thing I have ever seen.
So late. Go ahead.
Everyone was so quiet.
Was it the?
I really enjoyed it.
Oh, in the porn?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Was it like amateur?
Nope. Well,
professional.
I don't know. It was just like. Can I describe it?
Tell them about that show you saw with the like on it was like. Wait, were you on that episode where she described this? It was a YouTube red, no, a YouPorn or a red tube show. Like it was like content.
Yeah.
Like not.
What was it?
It was that single, like that dating show where you could see people's naked bodies.
Oh
and my
they fuck.
God.
They,
Pornhub.
There's a swingers
yes.
series on Playboy
Channel.
My fiance
Channel
or
showed
whatever.
Me that.
It's amazing.
He's addicted to this. So like they lift like things like, and then you see the bottom half and then you pick like. One to leave, like
oh really?
I don't like
you eliminate
so people who are bisexual.
Based on more and
you
more.
See pussies and dicks, and right. Then if you're like straight, you'll see five penises or five vaginas, and then pick based off of that. Once you eliminate one, it uncovers up to the tits, and then you eliminate another person, and then it, you see.
Isn't that amazing?
That is
you see
horrible
the face?
To people. I can't imagine going through that. I just
it's
please
love
don't
more.
Eliminate me at the dick phase. I'll take the fat stomach part or whatever.
What about the face?
When is the right time to be
right.
eliminated?
Exactly.
You're
then
right.
you get
the middle, the torso.
Yeah.
Genitals and neck up are an insult, but the
you're
torso
in the green
phase,
room,
you
you're
can
like,
feel okay.
When did you get up?
Come
torso?
I'm like,
well, for women, it's a
off.
Different story, but for me, at least, yeah. I would feel most comfortable with the torso elimination.
Yes, yeah, for sure. You're in the green room with the other guys. They're like, how'd you get out? Eliminated. Torso? Me too.
Some Oof. Guys would eliminate, like, a woman, and you can tell, like, she's really bony, or, like, one of them was, like, she has a lot of tattoos, and it's kind of, like, hardcore for me. Like, I don't, it's not, yeah. it's not
a
turn
on. It's kind of hardcore for me, a person going on a show.
A show where, like, naked people
I'm
are.
I'm just a traditional, yeah. normal guy that goes on a show that eliminates people based on their genitals first.
Well, hey, it has nothing to do with being sexually turned on.
I'm a simple
on.
Farmer.
I'm a simple.
Trying to, like,
you know, just
choose
to make,
a person based off of their pussy.
To meet a person. I was trying to find love out here, so.
I need to see pussies.
Listen, stage one, pussy. Stage yeah. two, pussy and tits. Stage three, then the face comes up, so full body. The stage four, the voice. Or sometimes the scent. You go closer and they smell them and they eliminate someone.
Just by smell.
Yeah, and then they
Thank
have
God
to
I'm
pick.
Wearing my Old Spice Sport.
Then
the best
person,
smelling deodorant on the market.
Then the person picking
high endurance or?
Leaves,
no.
oh. gets naked,
Sport.
And then they and then he has to come back to pick between the last two naked, or the woman.
I mean, yeah, I think the face one is very important to me personally. But I do meet a lot of guys who are like, I don't care as long as
funny.
Everything below
so
the
true.
Face. It's ridiculous.
It's
how,
very
how
crazy.
Could that not,
well, everyone's
you
different.
Could get anything up there on the face, and it's just like such a huge thing that you're looking at.
You can get anything.
She could have one giant tooth, like one big tooth, that,
like around the
like a rabbit,
around, like a semicircle.
Yeah, like
one
no,
shaped one tooth,
like. Teeth that aren't separate. Like, it's just one line of tooth up top.
Like a cartoon.
And you'd be like, whatever, she's got hot tits. Like, that just makes no sense to me.
That's crazy. Well, hey, I don't know. Each person's different. But what the porn that I like was another thing.
Oh, yeah, you were going
right,
to describe
it. Quiet porn.
Yeah, it's this guy who's, like, bald, and he has a belly, mm-hmm. but a huge dick. But he's clearly old. Like, bald, like, a C. He had, like, only a C-shaped hair.
He's got just the C, the,
like
the Fryer cut.
Yeah, Fryer, oh. gray hair, like old, very unattractive.
We're talking, okay.
And then he just like kept, he. There were like three girls at his disposition, and he just kind of like put them and moved them and switched them. But everyone was so quiet. That's what I like.
Was it
everyone
Japanese?
Was just very Vietnamese.
Okay, yeah.
And then.
That sounds about
and
right.
And then, but here's the detail.
Just because I've seen a lot of interesting takes on porn. From that region of the earth.
Right. It's so artistic. I thought it was very artistic. It was not like, I watched it like.
Yeah, I could see something.
What is this?
They're trying to do that. Like, then, the stuff that they do over there is so crazy, fun, experimental. Like, there's
experimental.
One I saw where a woman was dressed as a statue. And she basically was like, you know, like the gold,
yeah.
gold spray paint all over. She's dressed like a statue. And she had to act like a statue while three guys were taking turns having sex with her, and if she stopped being a statue, she would get in trouble.
What do you mean in trouble?
Like, I don't know. She'd get kicked off the set. Because guys don't want to see, some of these guys seem to just not, like, there's another one where guys pretend to stop time, and they just, like, you know,
oh,
they're at, like,
my
a,
God.
A DMV or something, and they just snap their fingers, and time
see,
stops.
See, this is what
and
I
they
mean.
They just walk
it's
over and fuck everybody in the room.
So
it's, like, fun, but, like, interesting. Like, yeah. it's very different.
I like that.
And this one, can I tell you?
Like it
can
too.
I?
That's
me too.
Genius.
Can
it
I tell you the cherry on top?
When I was a kid.
Yeah, of course.
Stopping time and fucking people. It makes
yeah.
sense.
You
yeah.
went through puberty. So
it was hell.
The cherry on top of this is that on this entire silence, like fucking, there's like this.
Machine.
There's someone, and you can see a flash. So there's someone taking paparazzi style, like sound and flash.
Well,
photos
for the magazines
of the entire thing.
Yeah, every porn scene has a photographer who takes stills. If you've ever watched
but
back
this was,
behind the scenes of porn,
this was in silence.
I watch a lot of behind the scenes of porn. There's
really?
Something really fun about the banality of like
it's fun.
Then they're like they. Have
I see
to,
why that's funny. To
there
you.
Are just scenes where like the people are fucking and then the director's like, hey, I got to just move this light or something, and they have to sit there like the guy's just inside the lady and they're just like kind of sitting there, and then they just start like chatting like coworkers, and it's just something so. It's also a little bit hot. I don't know why, but like it's interesting more than anything.
It's just in there.
They're just inside each other, and then. You know, he's like bouncing her up and down to keep, I guess, himself going.
but they're just kind of like waiting for something to just get changed. Kind of
small fuck.
It's so dignified.
I love that.
That it's frustrating that it's not like that. It's this part of our entertainment that's so frowned upon.
I know,
and it's so misogynistic, and it's so like shitty to the women that work in the field. And there's so many aspects of it that aren't like. It's so annoying that that has to be that protracted and antiquated.
I know. It's so weird. Like, I don't know. To me, that silence, like, usually, well, if there's a photographer on set, I never hear it. But yeah. The fact that there's, like, a flash and there's, like, this, I don't know. I just wanted to send it to a few people that I thought would enjoy it. But I was like, this is not okay. I can't just be sending porn to friends, like, enjoy this.
The artistic aspect
of this thing.
I wish that was socially acceptable to say.
Right? Yeah, see?
Because some of them are just amazingly funny. It's not even for the porn. Or it's just like a really interesting thing you just want to talk to somebody about.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't about, it wasn't about masturbation at all. I was just watching it like, what are the thoughts behind, like, what's the planning behind this, like, stylistic choice? Yeah. I don't know. I like it. Anyway.
This episode passes our test of the Nicole Byer test, where we had a review on one of our early episodes where somebody said, like, maybe if you talked more about Star Trek and less about where you want a guy to ejaculate on you, you'd get.
She wanted Ferengis to ejaculate on
her. We printed
it
and put it on mugs. Ferengi. You can order those mugs, by the way, on our Patreon website.
Because Nicole is that
plug
kind of
our Patreon merch website right now. Go and order yourself a review mug where it says you should talk about Star Trek and not where a dude ejaculates on you. And take that to work. So, back to the episode at last.
Lore appears.
In his cool swashbuckling boots.
Do you want to hear my nickname for Lore?
Yes.
All right. Boar.
Family reunion.
Because every time he's on screen, it's Boar. He's just angry Data.
Yeah,
he's Data who's an asshole.
Yeah, he's just mad Data.
Do
he's
not
like,
reactivate him.
You know,
don't
the ape, the Wiccane.
Data.
Yeah,
character.
The goofus to the gallant.
Oh, he's such a gallant, or such a goofus.
In any case,
Data's
he'll obey me. He always did.
But he admitted to an alliance with the Crystal Entity.
Are we just calling it Crystal Entity now, not Crystalline?
And would have betrayed the Enterprise as well.
It's actually a stripper, Crystal Entity.
That's such a good stripper name. Oh my God, that would be my stripper name.
Crystalline Entity.
Crystalline Entity?
Yes.
That's actually
it's
a great
good burlesque name.
Girl's name.
Yeah.
It's a mixture.
Entity
of,
is great.
It's a mixture of Crystal and Caroline.
I thought Lore would actually be kind of a good name.
You're still alive.
It's not bad.
I'm surprised you woke me.
So what are your theories? What are your theories on shooting the scene of three?
It is why the two of you captured me, isn't it? Data had nothing to do with this, Lore.
No, they just shoot it the way they usually
shoot
it.
And nobody captured you.
Yeah, they kind of do.
Exactly,
he's stand-ins.
When did he learn all this?
You see,
at home? He wasn't like...
Both of your brains contain a simple homing device. Data's was activated purposefully. Yours, well, until you walked through that door, I had no idea you'd ever been reassembled.
Oh, my God. Just
no
a
thanks
fuck.
To
just
you.
Lemon
but
in the wound.
To you,
yeah.
That's exactly
brother.
How you pissed Lore off.
I
be like, I didn't even think about you. I was too busy marveling at how great Data is.
If it hadn't been for a fortunate encounter with a pack-led trade ship, I'd still be out there. I had no alternative. You would have destroyed the Enterprise. Well, since I seem to be an uninvited guest at your little party, I'll leave you with your beloved son and be on my way.
Where is he going to go?
Lore, wait. There are questions I can answer. You'll have no chance to ask them later. You see, I'm dying.
What?
Boom.
This is great.
Yeah, I'm dying.
I remember this from when I was a kid.
Dying from what, sir?
This scene especially.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What do you mean you're dying? You look fine.
I got really sad.
It is sad.
You're not that old.
You got sad?
You look fine.
For Lore?
Yeah.
What is this, some kind of a trick?
Hug.
I wish it were.
Hug your old man, Lore.
I really love his vest.
You
side
have
note.
Emotions.
I know Seb said it's supposed to be about Trek's fashion, and I like his vest.
And the cut of, Data would have left of Troy's neckline is a little interesting, too. A little bold.
The only one
the little dags.
Yeah.
You were not functioning properly.
Oh, that is cool.
Lore told me the colonists envied him.
Why is Lore
because
dressed like
you made
a tarot
him so
card
human.
Character?
Like, what is
I wouldn't
fashion?
Exactly have used the word envious, Data.
He's swashbuckling.
Disassembled me.
He was on the Packled ship.
You took
that's
me
why
apart.
Like, that's how the Packled
Laura
dress.
Also told me
it's
that
true.
The current
Packled, those are those, like,
Trump's
super dumb
with
people.
The
they're the Trumps.
Android.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
The last thing you should
we
think
want
of
joy.
Yourself
they steal Jordy.
Yeah.
They're
perfect.
Not power.
The two of you are virtually identical. Except for
why does Jordy get the worst?
Jordy, yeah. Jordy takes a lot of shit.
Another lie. Would have proven myself worthy to you if you'd just given me a chance. But it was easier just to turn your back and build your precious Data. You were
that
the
was
first.
Supposed to turn more.
You meant as much to me as Data ever did, but you were unstable. The colonists were not envious of you. They were afraid of you. You were unstable. I am not less perfect than Lore.
This is so frustrating.
Yeah.
He says that like seven times.
It's ridiculous.
It was
so I guess the idea here
me.
Is like Soong made an emotional robot.
Mm-hmm.
He just gave it emotions, and then that's bad for robots.
Yeah.
And so what he decided on the second
well,
go was no emotions, but you have to create your own. You have to like discover how to be human, and somehow that works better.
Like you have to
like coming up with emotions on your own instead of having a chip for
to
them.
Try but he has to. A chip. Like he came
no,
up with
he
a
he gets
better.
A chip later.
But he gets the chip now. Like he,
yeah.
He sits down. He's like, "I got this chip to give to Data."
But he right. gives
figured
it, to
it
Lore.
Out. It's better than the one that Lore got.
See, so yeah. So then, why go non-emotional android after you make the emotional android?
Because the emotions weren't ready yet. I guess.
Yeah, he was like, he. That's what. That's
he was
what
like,
must
I'm
have been.
He
took a while to.
Yeah.
He's
make
like,
his
I need
emotions.
To observe
in the, meantime,
the android not emotional for a while before he gets emotions. I guess.
I mean, this guy.
It's weird.
Well, it just deviated so harshly that it's like, maybe let's not give this super powerful
that's true.
Human-like
a thing that can, so,
figure.
The unpredictability.
Yeah.
Human qualities.
You definitely don't want an asshole version of Data.
No,
because
it is bad.
He's so good at everything.
With all of your complexities, Lore, your nuances, basic emotion seemed almost simple by comparison. But the emotion turned and twisted, became entangled with ambition. Lore, if I had known you were no longer sitting in pieces on some distant shelf, if I had known that I could simply press a button and bring you here, I would have spent those years trying to make things right for you as
this
well.
This is a play. This is just yes. exactly a
I've
play.
I've succeeded.
Very static, too.
Is why I've brought you here, Data. Basic emotions. Simple feelings, Data. Your feelings.
I love that to show this to show the scene, like Data has to act like a little child who's like
yeah,
super shocked.
Yeah.
So he clearly has emotion.
I've imagined
he is, yeah, you're right.
How hard
it's
been
like a Marvel
for you,
kid.
Living amongst beings.
So why
so
would he be Marvel?
Emotion.
He has no emotion.
I don't have to imagine. I know how hard it's been. You'd be surprised, Data. Feelings do funny things. You may even learn to understand your evil brother. To forgive him.
I've been the evil
we
sister, but I would
like
never
Data.
Call myself that.
You and I, you'll
well,
see.
Well, he knows how people see him. He got the fan mail
I'm happy
from the
for you.
Episode.
I question your sincerity, Lore. Perhaps with this, you'll learn to be more trusting,
okay.
Data.
I put a trusting implant in there
when
as
you,
well.
When you put him, when he's like, if I knew I could press a button and bring you here and that you weren't still on in pieces on some distant shelf, my question there, and I wonder if they cover it, is how distant is this shelf? Like, is it in the other room or is it on another planet? Because
it's another planet.
Yeah.
It is? Okay, great. Because I was like... It's still fucked that he was like it, the only excuse for not reassembling Lore and trying again is like to that he's like he can't. It's impossible, right?
And he's showing that he definitely can.
It's because he left because the crystal entity
okay.
killed everyone
okay,
in that
you're right.
place.
All right, okay. That's what I was just checking on that. I didn't understand that.
So when they found
they found lore and then reassembled
it
him.
It wasn't where...
It was an empty...
It wasn't just Dr. Nguyen Soon's lab where he was out for the day.
It was the old lab. He was...
he was just away on some distant shelf in the other room. I can't...
You were at lunch, Father.
You understand? I'm so... It's up high.
You were at lunch. Thought. I was right here.
I don't have that rolly shelf over there. You see, it's hard to access.
Anyone could have helped you.
Are you sure this is going to work?
So they're figuring out...
They go to Data.
And I wish the child would just die, because it's so annoying that this is...
Alice!
I hate him.
I have to agree.
The B storyline is
It's so low stakes now if he doesn't die.
Data.
How does Lore pull this off?
Well, now
that's
we're...
what I don't understand. He surprises him, I guess, and then...
The sons of the... Oh, hi, I'm Diddy.
Wait, what...
But I can never quite get the cadence right. Thank you, Father.
So it's clearly
Lore. Call me Father. Then wrong soon.
Wait, I want to hear this part.
It's a very sloppy rhyme. Wrong soon.
Yeah,
wrong
his nickname
soon.
Is often wrong.
This doesn't work.
So
let's
creepy.
See. Data, how are you feeling? Often wrong's got a broken heart. Can't even tell his boys apart. Lore.
Well, so you put Data's chip on Lore because Lore did something.
Yeah, but doesn't.
As I thought you were. This won't work. Those circuits, they weren't designed for you. Where's Data?
Where's Data? You didn't fill Data with substandard parts, did you, old man?
Just hanging out.
Ah.
Yeah, so
that honor was bestowed
happened.
Upon me. You owe me, old man. Not him. Me. It wasn't
so,
meant for you.
Also,
you're not listening
you're gonna
to
short
me.
Circuit,
it must be
Thor.
Removed. Nice try, often wrong.
That's nice what the writers try. Could come up with. They're so good at everything else. But when it comes to jokes,
so
they just
bad.
Can't
they can't.
Hack it.
They
I don't
can't.
Know exactly what it's doing, but it's doing something. I didn't know
I'm peeking.
You can feel like painfully feel it in your body that you're peeking.
Oh.
Shit.
That's not good. He throws him across the room.
There
He's
were
an old
brave
man.
Men aplenty, all well known to fame, who served in the ranks of the Tsar.
Ugh, ah! Gross.
I hate that he lifts his nail. Oh, bye.
Oh, that's cool. He is a transporter in himself.
And to do that transportation, he has to creep everyone out by going...
removing his own
thing. Yeah. Remove nail.
While everyone's grossed out, I can duck out of here.
So,
Worf and Riker and Geordi come in, find Dr. Soon on the floor.
Dead. No, I'm telling you, look at this stuff. It's Soon, all right.
Geordi figures it out immediately. Carries in swashbuckling
act.
Data.
Oh,
and then
Worf.
This is where we find out his other switch.
Here. See, Worf isn't that, or Data's
it's
not
in
that
his butt.
Heavy. Yeah, you're right.
Here.
Butt switch. Butt switch, ear
it's
switch.
Not, it's not actually a switch, it's just such a violation that Data wakes up.
He gets his finger in his butt and then he's like, oh yeah, actually the button is here.
You can turn
his back.
It was actually on his shoulder.
So he just wanted to like get that finger in there.
Yeah.
He's just got so many ports and so many places to be turned on.
One chip.
His tooth.
I tried to tell him. It couldn't. I wanted to, I couldn't build another one.
You tried to tell who? Damn it, Data, what's going on?
Lore, sir.
Riker, calm down.
He was inadvertently summoned here.
Here
by the same signal, which activated my homing circuitry. It seems that after nearly 2 years in interstellar space, he was...
Mr. Data, there's a very sick little boy on board the Enterprise who's not
He's
getting
He's boring the hell out of everyone.
We're
so
dead in the water until you get
it's
us
spreading
out of here.
The boredom about this storyline.
It's all right.
I love
Access
this code.
Your third...
memory.
Nested memory file and execute instruction 5155.
Charlie
that will
Alpha.
Clear your memory block.
I love when Data just like computers himself.
I was unaware
himself.
Of having caused any inconvenience, sir.
We'll discuss it later, Mr. Data.
You're in trouble.
Doctor, you're coming with us too. You need to get to sick bay.
We don't need to discuss it.
Young man, I've.
I can't believe how easily they leave him here to die.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's
no
dying. He wants to die.
Die.
He's hung out with
he's
his kids.
He's actually pumped.
But, sir, our medical facility may be able to... Go, Data, go.
Go, Data, go.
Go with your friends, Data, go.
I'm dying on this planet. I'm gonna die now. Say goodbye to me alone now.
Alone, sir.
Say goodbye to me alone, sir. Then go, go, go with your friends, cause I'm dead. I created
go.
You.
Go,
I created
Data,
you,
go.
But now I hit my head, Data.
Everybody dies, Data.
Everybody dies.
Well, almost everybody.
Do you believe that we are in some way alike, sir?
Maybe in the face.
Literally, my penis.
In many ways.
Yeah.
I'd like to believe.
That's really why he designs
it's all right for
androids.
You to die.
It's just to procreate his penis.
Because I will remain
exact
alive.
Penis. He just wants all of history to know.
I like this makeup because even though it's exaggerated, he really doesn't look like him.
You know that I cannot grieve for you.
Kind of, but not really.
Yeah, and the contacts out and everything, really.
You will.
It's enough of a difference.
In your own way.
He also looks like that leprosy older man
Goodbye.
In Braveheart. Robert the Bruce's dad.
Did he get triple pay for this episode?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I bet he got some pretty good screeners from the guild, too. 1991, they would have gotten Dances with Wolves, probably.
Yeah.
Captain's log, Stardate 440091.1. You've been at Starbase 416 for 3 days. Young Willy Potts is responding
I
well
hate
to
his
treatment.
Fucking
his parents still are at Risa.
Transfer went well.
He'll remain in quarantine for another week or two, but he's out of the woods.
Splendid.
Put him back in the woods.
Hi. Well, Mr. Data, I see your gift to them well received.
Yes, sir. The boys appear to have reconciled their differences.
Not that I even remember anything from all of that.
Brothers forgive.
Do they? What's that message?
I don't think you have to love
it's
your family
at all. Not an after school special. It used to bother me. Sorry.
That was actually fun.
It was actually perfect.
Yeah. It used to bother me.
Like, I love this episode.
It's great, but you know there is it's there's no action.
They're gigantic holes.
It's a play.
And
you're right.
A play.
Well, what kind of action would you be hoping for?
You know, I mean, I like when there's at least one phaser fired. There's no phasers in this entire episode. There's no photon torpedoes.
It is such a stage play.
Yeah.
Well, we failed again at bringing you back for an episode you'd actually enjoy.
Why don't
you tell us what episode you want to come back
why
for?
Why you fucking
oh,
tell
I mean,
us?
If I have carte blanche on any episode, I
yeah,
think
yeah.
Yeah, of
my
course
favorite
you do at
episode
this point.
Is The Chase, which is season 5. That's coming up later.
All right. We'll see you back here for The Chase.
The Chase is it explains all why everybody looks like humans.
That's a great episode. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. That is such a huge question to answer to.
And lots of arguing and lots of like you can I mean
there's I'll also have, they have phasers going off on that episode.
Phasers are going off.
Phasers are plenty.
Klingons yelling at Romulans and you get to learn about how much of a dick all these other races are.
Always.
And then the original race is just like, hey, you know, you're all well we are yeah, we gonna say it. We can't.
In the meantime, a song for Data from his dad.
I thought it was going to be Cats in the Cradle.
Data, I wrote this for you. I just want you to know that I created you.
I make mixtapes on the side.
You know what? I love you. You're stuck in my...
Father?
You're a person who... is not a person, but I... Why do humans love old
that.
Things? You know? New things are great.
What's
can't
your
you
point,
agree?
Father?
Like
what if I could create
this is gross,
a life?
Like one of those spoken word songs.
And
like,
it was the kind of life
that weirdly becomes a hit.
I can't do it while you guys are talking. Giving me a... All right.
Sir?
I'm heavily influenced by Steve Aoki's music, so I wrote this, and I want to have our... I want to have a heart-to-heart conversation over the beat.
Okay.
Because I think that'll go viral.
I'm here, sir.
Listen.
I'm listening. What do you need to tell me?
I need to tell you that I, Dr. Noonien Soup...
Brothers forgive.
Brothers forgive.
When the beat drops.
When the beat drops, brothers forgive.
When the beat drops.
Your brother, he may be a bit of an asshole. But next time it's Christmas. Press on that gas, ho, and go.
Brothers forgive.
Meet your brother.
Brothers forgive.
Meet your brother at the.
Brothers forgive.
At the lab.
Brothers forgive.
But what's your point?
Chips.
Brothers forgive.
Chips on chips on chips. Just like nachos.
What is your point, sir?
What is your point?
Willie Potts.
Willie Potts is almost about to die. It's another beat plot. We don't give a fuck.
We don't even know if Willie Potts can live. But
the person who can't sing that does a drop in.
I know it's Willie Potts.
Yo.
Brothers forgive.
Data. I want to talk to you about something. I'm your father in a way, but not really. Just like Michelangelo, I chipped away all the pieces that were chipped.
You've said that story seven times,
keep
sir.
Keep the little bit, brothers forgive.
I am Lore.
I'm Lore, and I'm mad. Where's my other boot? Fuck you.
Data, what is going on?
7855 Charlie Tango
Alpha Bravo.
5.
Charlie.
7 8 9 8 2 Tango Charlie Tango Victor Gage.
All right, Danny,
Engage.
It's been wonderful having you here on this episode of Treks in the City.
Just clip that piece off. Where can we find?
Where can we find you?
I mean, I think we should just do that. We should just make a hit with that piece.
Is there anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
As always, I have an album out. It's been out for a year, so you know, go get that. But
never not promote it.
An album, it's called Genius, Danny Solomon.
Of course.
Look it up. It's for the real Trek heads.
The real Trek heads.
Who love complex jokes that take a while to get to. Like
take
any
a
good,
while to get to?
That, like any
sure.
good TNG episode.
Long setup.
There's a prelude that's a little longer than you want it to be, but when they get to the meat of it, you're out of your chair.
And you're on Twitter, Danny Solomon, 2Ns.
2Ns, all the most relevant
you can see
government retweets. And sometimes I retweet Variety's house listing information that they tweet out, like about how, you know, Jennifer Lopez bought a new colonial.
So useless.
And I have some takes on those.
What's your Instagram again?
Instagram, I think, is also at
Danny Solomon with 2Ns.
Two
at the
Ns.
End.
Guys, on my Instagram, yikes.
You can see us next week. We'll be here with Erin Dewey Lennox.
I think I follow you.
And
you're missing
Veronica
out.
Thinks she follows him. So thanks, you guys. Have a good week. I love you.
Bye. Thank you for being here.
You okay?
That is all
right. What's happening?
Podcast hosts forgive.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.